ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यां ददान्ति स्वपदान्तिकाम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि प्रिये वांचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत गीता चैप्टर नंबर 16 टेक्स्ट नंबर 21 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द डिवाइन एंड डिमोनियाक नेचर। रिस्पॉन्सिवली प्लीज। त्रिविधम ऑफ थ्री काइंड्स नरकस्य ऑफ हेल इदम दिस द्वारम गेट नाशनम डिस्ट्रक्टिव आत्मनः ऑफ द सेल्फ काम लस्ट क्रोध एंगर तथा एज वेल एज लोभ ग्रीड तस्मात् देयरफॉर एतत् दिस त्रयम् थ्री त्यजेत् वन मस्ट गिव अप। त्रिविधं नरकस्येदं द्वारम् नाशनम् आत्मना काम क्रोधस्तथा लोभः तस्मात् त्रयस्तजेत् त्रिविधं नरकस्येदं द्वारम् नाशनम् आत्मना काम क्रोध तथा लोभः तस्मात् त्रयतेत्यतेत् त्रिविधं नरकस्येदं द्वारम् नाशनम् आत्मनः काम क्रोध तथा लोभः तस्मात् त्रयतस्त्वजेत्
तस्मात् एतत् त्रयं त्रजेत्।
बोलो, रिपीट, त्रिविध नरकस्येदं द्वारं नाशनम् आत्मनः, कामः क्रोधस्तथा लोभः, तस्मादेतत्त्रयं त्यजेत्। त्रिविधं नरकस्येदं द्वारं नाशनम् आत्मनः,
त्रिविधं नरकस्येदं द्वारं नाशनम् आत्मनः, कामः क्रोधः तथा
लोभः,
तस्मादेतत्त्रयं
त्यजेत्।
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There are three gates leading to this hell: lust, anger and greed. Every sane man should give these up, for they lead to the degradation of the soul. Repeat after me, please. There are three gates leading to this hell.
There are three gates leading to this hell.
Lust, anger and greed.
Lust, anger and greed.
Every sane man,
should give these up.
For they lead to the degradation of the soul. Purport. The beginning of demoniac life is described herein. One tries to satisfy his lust, and when he cannot, anger and greed arises. A sane man who does not want to glide down to the species of demoniac life must try to give up these three enemies, which can kill the self to such an extent that there will be no possibility of liberation from this material entanglement. I'll read purport again, very important purport. Prabhupada's: the beginning of demoniac life is described herein. One tries to satisfy his lust, and when he cannot, anger and greed arises. A sane man who does not want to glide down to the species of demoniac life must try to give up these three enemies, which can kill the self to such an extent that there will be no possibility of liberation from this material entanglement. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salaka Chakshurumilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupaka Dhamaya Padamate Shubhada. Trividam Narakasyedam Dwaram Nasanam Atmanam Kama Krodas Tatha Lobha Tasmat Trayate Tyajet. There are three gateways to the hell, namely lust, anger and greed. And one who does not want to glide down to the demoniac species must give these three demons, enemies of ours, must give it up. Why? Because as soon as you exhibit these three, you enter into hellish planet. So this is the verdict of this sloka. So there are three gateways to the hell. Actually, hell has many gates, unlimited gates, but these are the main one. There are hellish planets, of course, below this earth planet. There is no doubt about that. But you can create your own hell right now in here. And that is how, when you exhibit this three enemy, Kama, Krodha and Lobha. So Kama means lust. Of course, Narottam Das Thakur says that we can engage these demons in Krishna's service. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha. You can engage these things, but not the lust, not the envy, or not the matsarya. Matsarya means matsarta, means envy. Prabhupada says that this envy must be given up now, even now. Narottam Das Thakur, he sings, Kam Krishna Karma Arpane. If you can give the results of your work to Krishna, then that kind of Kam you are allowed to exhibit. Kam means desires or kamna, desires. So Kam Krishna Karma Arpane. If you can dedicate your karma to Krishna, then you can quench the thirst of Kam, lust. And Krodha Krishna Dveshi Jane. If somebody is envious of Krishna and his devotees, then you can exhibit Krodha. No problem, you can exhibit Krodha. Arjuna, he is exhibiting Krodha on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Krishna is instigating him to indulge in Krodha. Why? Because Dharma Kshetra Kurukshetra. It is the Krodha is going to be a dovetail in establishing Krishna's desire, Dharma. Establishing Krishna's desire to establish Dharma on the earth planet. So Arjuna, he exhibit his, you cannot fight without Krodha. And 60 crores of people, 64 crores of people he had killed. So you can do that, okay, I'm going to kill you, now I'm laughing, you're laughing, and then not like that. You have to exhibit your anger. So, Krodha Krishna Dveshi Jane. You can exhibit your Krodha against that person who is very, very envious of Krishna and his devotees. Same thing with Hanuman. Hanuman exhibited his Krodha and burned whole Lanka. He did it out of anger. I remember old days Satswarup Maharaj was giving lecture on this point, that Hanuman had burning tail and he engaged that burning tail in Lord Ramchandra's service. Means he had that propensity, he exhibited that Krodha. And that Krodha was dovetail in serving Lord Ramchandra. Just like I was preaching along the way here, one place, and I was preaching how they are Atma, how they should serve Krishna, how they should chant. And at the end of this, my talk, one person came up, he couldn't bear my preaching about Krishna. And he became furious, started preaching to me without any saying me excuse me, nothing. He just started talking on top of his voice and blaspheming Krishna and his devotees. So I feel very uncomfortable. And I had to shout and I had to, control the situation. So you have to exhibit your anger that time. When somebody is envious and blaspheming devotee or the Lord, then three things we must do. One of these three things. That is to defeat him in philosophy. Second thing is to cut his head, chop his head off. And the third is to leave this place. So we can exhibit anger also if he's blaspheming. So krodha,
not second
if you are very powerful, if you are a king. We don't want to, Vaishnavas don't get into that. Vaishnava gets into leave the place because they are humble, meek, not to wage war like that. Anyway, so krodha krishna dvesi jane. You can dovetail krodha in this way. And lobha krishna guna khyane. Greediness in glorifying transcendental personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna and his devotees. We can have intense greediness. Rupa Goswami became greedy and he said, "My dear Lord, when I chant your holy name, I exhibit my greediness that I should have millions of tongues to glorify your holy name. And when that holy name enters into my heart," like that, he's exhibiting intense greediness to glorify Lord. He wrote this famous verse. He says that Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam api kuto vilavyate tatra lolyam apimolyam ekam janma koti sukrutai na labhyate. So he says that you should be intensely greedy. You should be very greedy. But what you should be greedy of? He says that Krishna rasabhavitam mati, this Prabhupada named this society from this sloka, International Society. And then he says Krishna Consciousness, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So that he took this word, this name from this sloka of Rupa Goswami. He says Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati, that Krishna Bhakti, if you can get anywhere, you must buy it immediately. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati means Krishna consciousness. Bhakti rasa bhavita mati means Krishna consciousness. Mati. Krishna mati, consciousness. Bhavita mati means consciousness. Krishna rasa bhavita mati, Krishna consciousness. You should buy Krishna consciousness from anywhere, and anywhere it is available. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam api kuto bhi labhyate, wherever it is available. And what is the price you have to pay? Tatra lolyam api mulyam ekam. There is only one price to pay. And what is that lolyam? Intense greediness to have it. You should be having intense longing to have Krishna consciousness, Krishna rasa bhavita mati, to intense greediness to have it. That is the mulya, that is the price you have to pay. Intense greediness. So this lobha, let's finish this sloka. Intense greediness to have it. Tatra lolyam api mulyam ekam janma koti sukrutai na labhyate. From millions and millions of lives, you do so much piety work, philanthropic work, punya karma. Still you cannot get Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati. You cannot get. It is impossible. Janma koti, koti janma sukrutai, goti koti janma ke sukrut se bhi aap ye kharid nahi sakte. You cannot buy Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna, by doing heaps of pious activities. Only price that you have to pay is intense greediness to have it. Tatra lolyam apimulyam ekam. So you can dotel kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, all these things in Krishna's in Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya, mad, you know, he was intoxicated when chanting and dancing was going on. 71 hours continuously he sang, and Vakreswar Pandit, 71 hours they were dancing like madman. That is mad, intoxicated. So we can engage all these things in Krishna's service, but you cannot engage this matsarya, envy. The very reason why we are here is simple envy to Krishna and his devotees. Ichha dvesa samutkantha. Dvesh, envy. The living entity becomes envious of Krishna. And that's why Krishna puts them into material world, so that they can think they are the God. Because in spiritual world, there is only one God and only one king. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is above him. But here, everybody is God. So Krishna puts them into material world due to this envy. So we cannot enter into spiritual world if we are little bit envious of anybody, his devotees or him, Krishna. We cannot enter. So this is a positive aspect of how we can dovetail this kaam, krodh, lobh. But as a matter of fact, when we exhibit kaam, krodh and lobh, we enter into the hellish region. Most of the time, we indulge in these three out of our lusty desires. Kama esha, krodha esha, rajoguna samudbhava, mahashano mahapapma, vidyaya ya vairinam. Krishna says to Arjuna, vidyaya, know that they are your enemies, vairi. Vairi means enemy. Kama esha, krodha esha. So kam and krodh, lobh, they are born out of mode of passion. Rajoguna samudhuva. And their quality is what? They will devour you, not only you, but they will devour anything that is around you. Anything belongs to you, anything of you. Prabhupada translates that word, all devouring enemy. He translates what? Not devouring, he says all devouring enemy. Kama esha, krodha esha, rajoguna samudbhava. Mahasana. Mahasana means bhakshan, karna. Sab, to devour everything and anything that belongs to you. All devouring. enemy. Kama esha, krodha esha, rajoguna samudvava. Mahasano. Mahasano. Mahasano means very big devouring enemy. Devouring means bhakshan, means galjana. To eat and eat everything up. Burn everything up that belongs to you, to the ashes. Mahasano, mahapapma. And these are biggest pap. They are pap. Lust, anger and greed are the sinful enemy. Mahasano, mahapapma. Maha, only papma nahi. They are mahapapma. Vidyaya, know that he is Vairinam. These are your eternal inner enemies. So, one who is sane man must give this up completely. Completely. Give them up completely means you can dovetail that in Krishna's service. Prabhupada was a perfect example. How he was calm, cool, dhira, and sometimes he exhibit little pinch of anger, and you understand right away, oh, here, now, this is it. You don't want to talk to him anymore. This is it. Everybody, even big, big professors and scientists, they immediately make up that now, no more, let him speak. They draw a line, respect him. But he was pounding his table and telling them how they are swavid varaha, ust kharai, ass, dog, camel and ass, dog, hog and camel like people. He was exhibiting. But at proper place, proper way, everything is just perfect. But when we exhibit these things, calm, krodh, lobh, it gives us adverse effect. It devours you. So calm is like that. We should always remain at zero line with krodha. Never get aggravated. The krodha is born out of unfulfilled lusty desires. Unfulfilled lusty desires. You can scrutinize when you become angry. You can scrutinize why I am angry. Because I did not able to fulfill my lust. So krodha is very, very big enemy of human beings. Second chapter, 61-62 sloka, it is dhyayato visayan punsaha sangat tesu pajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodha upajayate krodhat sambhavati sammoha sammohat smruti vibrama smruti bramsat buddhinasu buddhinasat pranasuti. That dhyayato visayan punsaha vishay. How many knowledge acquiring senses we have? How many? Anybody knows? Knowledge acquiring senses? What are they? Very good. Very good. Very good. Skin and nose. So, aank, kaan, naak, jeev and twacha. So these are the knowledge acquiring senses. And there are five objects of this knowledge acquiring senses. And they are called vishay. And vishay, what are those vishay? Very good. Sabda, spars, roop, ras and gandh. So when our senses, five knowledge acquiring senses, indulge in this vishay, sabda, spars, roop, ras and gandh, then what happens? Dhyayato visayan punsaha vishay. What are the vishay? Sabda, spars, roop, ras, gandh. So that they are vishay. So dhyayato visayan punsaha. When a human being contemplates on the object of the senses, vishay, then what happens? Jayato vishayan punsa sangate supajayate. From that contemplation, attachment arises. We become attached to those objects of the senses. And sangat sanjayate kama. And from that attachment, what develops? Kama. Lusty desires. And kama is just like a very, very good example. Say, eyes. And eyes visa is roop. So, I want to see some movies, say. And you are unable to. Or let's say some beautiful, very celebrity actor, actress, whatever, passing by here. Immediately our eyes will be attracted. So then we become attached and we want to run behind them. You know, celebrities. Everybody wants to run behind celebrities. So, this is dhyayato vishayan punsa. Constant contemplation on the object of the senses makes you attached to them. And they cannot fulfill your desires, kama, then immediately there is krodha. Next to kama is krodha. So you will exhibit krodha. So this object of our senses, they take our life away. Just like this patanga, means butterfly, always likes to have a beauty of fire, and it gets attracted by fire beauty and rushes towards fire and, you know, enters right into it and gives up life. And that's the beauty, an eye. And sabda, hiran, you know, a deer, likes to hear very nice melodious music. So a hunter plays very nice music and the deer becomes captivated and hunter captures him. Like every sense object can become the cause of our death. Every sense object. So this sense objects must be purified. That's the sum and substance of this sloka. Dhyayato vishayan punsa. Sangat tesu vijayate. Sangat sanjayate kama. Kamat krodho vijayate. Krodhat sambhavati sammoha. And when you are very angry, you cannot see nothing. And all you know is very, very angry, and you enter right into the hellish condition because you exhibited krodha. And that makes you enter into hell and suffer. And not only you will suffer, the opposite parties whom you are exhibiting krodha to, you will make them suffer also. So this is demoniac quality. You don't want to become demon. Asura varya dehina. You don't want to become asura varya, the head of the demon, or first class demon. You don't want to. When you exhibit this quality, kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya, it is a demoniac quality. And it's coming into chapter of the divine and demoniac nature. It is demoniac nature. So don't become demon. So, dhyayato vishayan punsa sangate subjayate, sangat sanjayate kama, kamat krodho abhijayate, krodhat sambhavati sammoha, moh, illusion. And where you are in illusion, you cannot say what is, you cannot see what is right and what is wrong. Sammoha. And sammohat, smriti, sammoha smriti bhramsat buddhi nasu. And by this moha, smriti becomes deluded. And smriti destroys the intelligence. And that means you are no better than an animal. No intelligence. You lost your intelligence. Smriti bhramsat buddhi nasu. And a buddhi nasat, pralasyati. When your intelligence is destroyed, you also destroy yourself. So this kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya must be given up. Not needed. Not needed at all. So kaam, esha, krodh, esha. So kaam, krodh and lobh. So lobh, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada says that lobh must be given up. Otherwise you cannot enhance your devotional service. You cannot advance in devotional service. He says, Atyahar prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha lolyamscha sadavira bhakti vinasyati. Lolyam, lobh. Because when you exhibit lobh, I want this, I want this, I want more, more, more and more, then you have to work more, more and more. And that means you will not have enough time for practicing devotional service. So this lobh can be curbed down by becoming satisfied. One must be satisfied, totally satisfied. Atmarama. Atmaramascha munayo nirgantha api urukrame kurvanti kurvanti ahitukim bhakti. So atmaram means who is engaged in unalloyed transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna. So then in that consciousness we can give up the greediness. Otherwise it is not possible. So This devotional service gets destroyed with the lobh. Lobh means mundane acquisition, the greediness for acquiring more and more material things. And that destroys our devotion. So it must be given up. So these are the inner enemy of ours. As soon as we exhibit this, we enter into hellish condition. We destroy ourselves. So we have to become a sober. Sober means he tolerates the urges of all this jiva vegam, udar upastha vegam, krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udar upastha vegam, vacho vegam, manasa, krodha vegam. So this veg of this deadly enemy of ours, kaam, krodh and lobh, must be checked every minute. Otherwise you can never become sober. Dhira dhira jana priyav priyakarav nirmatsarav pujitav. The Sat Goswamis, they have given up nirmatsarta, matsarta, given up envious mentality, lust, anger, greed. Zero. It is totally on zero line. No any kind of indulgence into this deadly enemies, lust, anger, greed, nothing. So that is sober, that we curb this down. So a sober person, he always curbs this enemy, conquers over this enemy. And then a further line, he says that yaha sastra vidhi utsrujya vartate kamakarata na siddhim vapnoti na sukham na parangati. One who gives up the verdict of Vedic literature, he cannot be happy. He cannot attain siddhi. Siddhi means to attain Krishna prema. That is siddhi. Na sa siddhim vapnoti na sukham. He cannot attain any sukh, happiness. Paramgati. Paramgati means to go back to home, back to God, Godhead. So, one who follows the verdict of scriptures, Shastra Vidhi, and one who gives the Shastra Vidhi, he cannot attain all these things. So, we have to stick to the Shastras. then we can be able to give up all these deadly enemies. And if we cannot give them up, then we should take help. Chaya vega dami, chaya dosa sodhi, chaya vesodhi. Chaya sata sangha, dehoe amare, bose si changira si. So we have to take help. Hey Vaishnava Thakur, hey Gurudev, please help me to get rid of these six enemies. Give me six association. Give me six favorable condition so I can advance in devotional service. Please help me to give up the adverse effects. That is atyahar prayasascha prajalpo. So we have to take help. So when we take help, who is very strong, who can give up? So we have to seek help if we cannot fight against this five enemy who are devouring us, then we have to seek help. And that help is given by Guru and Vaishnavas. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes dharma. He defines dharma. Definition of dharma is that Vaishnava seva. Jivere daya, Vaishnava seva, and Vaishnava seva, Jivere daya, Vaishnava seva. Those three things. Anyway, I forgot the third one. No. If you give me a minute. Anyway, so Vaishnava seva. So we have to serve Vaishnavas. We have to serve Guru. Then we can easily give up this nonsense enemy. We can easily. Because we will take up their qualities. Vaishnava's quality. Guru's quality. And by their influence on us, we can easily give up these enemies. So I'll stop here. Any question? Yes, Mataji?
What if you're trying to give up, but it's hard?
So?
And you're discouraged. It's very hard.
We want to give up it, but it is very hard. So what to do? That is a question, or what is a question? Right, it is hard. So I said the remedy. Remedy is that if you can't do it, then take a help. And where you can take a help from? Your Guru and Vaishnavas. That is the, like I quoted one sloka, let me drink water, then I can pull on a little more. Ohe Vaishnava Thakura Dayara Sagara ए दासे करुणा कोरी दिया पद छाया सोद है हमारा तुम्हारा शरण धरी. ओ वैष्णव ठाकुर, यू आर वेरी मर्सीफुल एंड दैट्स वाई प्लीज बी मर्सीफुल ऑन टू मी. आई एम टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ योर लोटस फीट एंड यू प्लीज ग्रैंट मी व्हाट आई वांट. And this is what I want. What I want you to grant to me? He says, Chaya vega dami, chaya dosa sodhi, chaya guna deha dase, chaya sata sangha, bosesi sangera ase. He says that please help me by your transcendental mercy, your association. By your Krupa, you please help me to control my six urges. And what are those six urges? That is the first sloka of Upadeshamrit. Vacho Vegam, Manasa, Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udara, Upastha Vegam, Etan Vegan, यो विसहेत धीर सर्वाम अपिमाम पृथ्वीम सशिष्या. सो प्लीज हेल्प मी टू गिव अप दिस सिक्स अर्जिज विच आर पुशिंग मी. दे आर पुशिंग मी लाइक एनीथिंग एंड आई गेट पुश्ड ऑल्सो बट यू कैन हेल्प. यू कैन हेल्प वैष्णव ठाकुर गुरुदेव. यू कैन हेल्प प्रभुपाद. यू कैन हेल्प ओए वैष्णव ठाकुर दया रसागर ए दासे करुणा करी. प्लीज बी मर्सीफुल टू मी. सो छय वेगस दमी छय दोष सोधी. देर आर सिक्स दोष फॉल्स इन एग्जीक्यूटिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस एंड देर अत्याहार प्रयासश्च प्रजल्पो नियमाग्रह जनसंगश्च लोल्यंश्च सर्वीर भक्ति विनश्यति. सो प्लीज हेल्प मी टू गेट रिड ऑफ दिस सिक्स थिंग्स. आई डोंट वांट देम. सो प्लीज यू हेल्प मी. वी हैव टू प्रे टू वैष्णव ठाकुर लाइक दैट. अवर वैष्णव ठाकुर वेरी मेनी प्रभुपाद गुरु भक्ति सिद्धांत से हिज गुरु हिज गुरु हिज गुरु. सो छय दोष सोधी छय वेग दमी छय दोष सोधी छय गुण देह दासे. एंड प्लीज एंडो मी विद द सिक्स ट्रांसेंडेंटल क्वालिटीज. एंड व्हाट आर दैट? उत्साहान निश्चयात धैर्यात तत तत कर्म प्रवर्तनात संगत्यागात सतो वृत्ते सर्वीर भक्ति प्रसिद्धति. सो दिस सिक्स क्वालिटी प्लीज एंडो दोज ऑन टू मी. Bestow those onto me so I can enhance my devotional service. I can advance in devotional service. So we have to pray. And then he says, give me six kind of association. Chaya Sata Sangha Bosesi Sangherase. Please give me six association. And that is Dadati Pratigunati Guhyama Khyati Pruchati Bhunte Bhojayate Chaiva Sadavidhi Priti Lakshanam. This sixth exchange of love between devotees, please endow that unto me. So Chaya Guna Deha Dase Chaya Sata Sangha. Give me this sixth association. Chaya Sata Sangha Bosesi Sangherase. Then he says, Ekaki Amar Nahi Paye Bala हरि नाम संकीर्तने तुमी कृपा करी श्रद्धा बिंदु दिया देह कृष्ण नाम धने कृष्ण से तुमार कृष्ण दिते पार तुम्हारा सकतिया छे अमितो कंगाल कृष्ण कृष्ण बोली धाय तब पाछे पाछे. सो आई एक्सप्लेन दिस टू अदर वर्सेस यस्टरडे. आई थिंक आई डिड नो यू वाज हियर व्हेन आई एक्सप्लेन दिस. लेट मी एक्सप्लेन बिकॉज दे डोंट नो लुक्स लाइक I explain this, no? Anyway, okay. So you want me to explain that? You know? Okay. So you pray to Vaishnav Thakur. They can help us. In another, more we surrender to Vaishnavas, the more advancement we can make. This sadrupas, they will fly away from your existence. If you surrender to Vaishnavas, there is no question. They will fly away. Prabhupada's technique of teaching Krishna consciousness is not to give up, but to dovetail everything in Krishna's service. That is the idea. So when we dovetail everything in Krishna's service, everything becomes pure and transcendental. So we have to engage this kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad into Krishna's service. So we have to constantly check ourselves. You know, we have to constantly check how we can give up. No question, you can become Vaishnava or Bhakta if you can indulge in this kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya. You cannot be called Vaishnava. वैष्णवजन तो तेने कहिए जे पीड़ पराई जाने रे, पण लोभी ने तृष्णा त्यागी काम क्रोध निवार्या रे। वैष्णवजन तो तेने काम क्रोध निवार्या ने तृष्णा त्यागी। वी हैव टू गिव अप दिस तृष्णा लस्ट एंड वी हैव टू गिव अप काम क्रोध निवार्या रे। So you cannot be called Vaishnava if you exhibit a little bit unnecessary growth. You cannot. You have to think about Rupa Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sat Goswami. How sober and very self-control. No expectation of anything except Krishna's love, Krishna's service, making world Krishna conscious world. So there is no question of this lust, anger and greed. When you are devotee, if you exhibit this, then that's not the process. So we have to come to zero line with these enemies, lust, anger, greed, zero line concept. Constantly checking them, constantly. So we can try to get help from Vaishnavas. Any other question?
So you said that you were quoting the words of Rupa Goswami earlier. There, you mentioned that Krishna Prema cannot be bought
by heaps of pious activity
or auspicious things.
Right.
But Krishna says in 18th chapter, Yajnana Dana Tapa Karma Nata Yajam Karma Mevata. The act of austerities and penance should be
performed.
Yes. Purify the soul.
Yes.
Then isn't that process where you come to a stage where you, like Yashoda Maya and Nanda Maharaj, there's so many austerities and penance for so many millions of births to achieve, and Krishna gave them a darshan and asked, what do you want? Because of your pious activities and your austerities, I'm giving you the darshan. They said, we just want you as my son.
Right.
So, how do you...
See, that piety bring them to the point
where
they had a darshan of Krishna. Then at that point they had a desire to have Krishna. So that time they bought Krishna consciousness. So meaning that piety can bring you up to certain level, but then you have to have intense greediness to have Krishna. And they had that intense greediness.
That is by the mercy of Krishna and Guru, where Krishna says, you have to have Krishna's mercy
right
to achieve the Krishna
prayer. Right. So we have to have intense greediness, intense desire in greediness to have Krishna consciousness. That is the price you have to pay. You cannot. In another, Rupa Goswami says that by heaps and heaps of pious activity, you attain Swargaloka. Or you can attain putra, parivar, house, money, wealth. So many things you can attain. But if you want to have Krishna consciousness, Krishna prema, then you have to have intense greediness to have Krishna bhakti, Krishna prema, greediness to have it.
That's developed by serving Vaishnava and chanting.
Exactly. You have to, Prabhupada says, you have to develop desire to desire right. You have to desire to desire right. So only desire is not enough. But you have to have desire to desire right. And what is the right desire? To have Krishna. To have Krishna bhakti. That is desiring right. Only desire may be to go to Swargaloka. But that is not a right desire.
That leads to another question that when Harina, how should one check on the 10 offenses internally so that you're taking a pure now or at least reaching a stage? Taking right Harinam, which includes your cleanliness, your your consciousness, your external, internal cleanliness. Because when you want to achieve Krishna prema, you should be Shuddha Bhakti.
Yes. Yes, the chanting holy name has different stages. So you can practice all these stages, beginning and then the bhava, and before bhava a stage. So Prabhupada says first quantity and then quality. So quantity means you chant under any circumstances. Aparad, no aparad, you chant. That's the first qualification. And then Rupa Goswami says that it is like jaundice. When you have a jaundice, then, so it is a clearing stage. When you chant under jaundice condition, it is a clearing stage. And after then, you know, more you chant, more you take sugar candy, jaundice is, you know, improving, your quality is improving, and then slowly and gradually it will go on for certain time, and then after then that chanting will become more pure, more offenseless, and then it will become like a rock candy, and rock candy, when you eat, jaundice is gone.
And that is the stage when anartha nivritti happens.
Right.
All the
exactly. 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 Anartha nivritti syat. That's true. Cut it down. Throw it away. Not needed.
So the check and balances of anartha nivritti at the stage of chanting is very important, and that's why you need senior devotees in Vaishnava.
Yes.
Who can check and balance.
Yes.
Otherwise you keep on.
That's why we have to learn to listen to them. Especially temple president and gurus and GBCs and Prabhupada, senior Vaishnavas, we have to listen to them. That's a process. That is our process. That's the specialty of ISKCON. There is hierarchy. There are three classes of devotees. Kanishta, Madhyam and Uttam. So you have to deal with them properly. Properly you have to deal with them. Okay, I guess we took your time. I took your time too much. We'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.